I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. This week we've been speaking to Jess Thirlby, the new England netball head coach, following the recent series to Australia and New Zealand, and getting her thoughts on the news that Joe Harton, Serena Guthrie and Jeeva Mentor will be taking time away from the game.
It was absolutely brilliant. I'm really pleased with it. Hit all the objectives that we went out there for, and that, you know, this type of tour was put in place for, really. We took a group out there with very little exposure at senior level against Australia and New Zealand, and, you know, we've managed to take 15 out, and they've come back with a wealth of experience now and exposure and court time against them, and a really decent block of training down under as well. So it absolutely hit everything I hoped for, and more in some cases. So yeah, it was a fantastic experience, and so early in this cycle as well, will prove really critical, not only in this season where we obviously have some fantastic challenges coming up, both with South Africa and Nations Cup, but beyond that as well. I think the players have come back, and myself too, as a newly appointed coach with a lot of knowledge, and I can really set clear direction both for the individual and the group now moving forward. And we were really competitive, and when you think that most of the players that we took haven't really played since the end of Super League in May, you know, they're coming off the back of an off season, so we're not even physically where we know we can be and will be in the coming months. It was really pleasing. We were very competitive, and I saw a real passion and never say die attitude from the group, which is brilliant for me to work with. So yeah, it was everything I hoped it would be.
It's all about that learning as well, even at this early stage as well. Nice to see the players work at such a rate in these kind of match environments as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we've spent, since the 2nd of September, we spent 40 of the first 45 days of the programme together. So, you know, from my point of view, that's absolutely perfect, because we've been thrown together and in lots of different environments too, which is a perfect start for me. I've got to know the group really well in a short space of time, and as I say, the sooner that happens the better, not just on the court but off the court, and understanding the type of character that we've got in the group. And yeah, I've been really pleased with that, and we played some top quality opposition. It was a real credible kind of match play opportunity for us to really measure ourselves against, and it was meaningful and purposeful. And yes, you know, that we may have a developing team or some individuals that are very new to the Roses programme, but we're operating always in a performance environment as a national team. So, you know, we're not letting any moment pass us by, and we're making sure we maximise everything out of all the opportunities that we've got in place this year.
It would have been really nice to have Sonia on board as well.
Oh, it was brilliant. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was such a reunion for myself and Sonia. I think people will have seen I posted a few old school photos from when she was my captain at kind of under 16, under 18 and under 21 World Youth Cups. And I've obviously kept in touch with Sonia, but in recent years, with her being overseas, obviously not really worked with her at all. And she was obviously part of that national squad back in 2015, and has worked very closely with the Swifts, who have obviously won the Suncorp this year, and was a world-class defender in her own right and a fantastic leader. So knowing that she's kind of embarked on her own coaching journey, it just seemed to make complete sense to me to kind of draw upon what has been a world-class leader and player for England in the past, who now also has some credible coaching experience under her belt. And yeah, she was always going to add huge value to our environment, and I very much enjoyed having her as part of the coaching team for that tour. And yeah, hopefully we can build on that moving forward.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but since we last spoke, we've seen the likes of Serena, Joe and Jeeva announce they're taking a break.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with you asking. I think for me, it's completely natural and very normal at the beginning of a four-year cycle and post a World Cup for any player that's got a career of such longevity. It's incredibly challenging to sustain that level of performance as they have done. And I think it's very remarkable, and they're very unique characters and players that have been able to do that over such a long period of time. So I guess my message to the public and to our fan base is don't panic. You know, it's very important that we look after both the well-being of these players. If they're to have a career beyond Liverpool, then they definitely need some downtime and a bit of a enforced break. I think the piece that we don't always see and take into account for those players that are playing overseas in particular, you know, they really only finished their season in August, and it was a pretty brutal period for them to go back after Liverpool, back into Suncorp, and all of them really trying to compete for those finals places. So I think sometimes it's easy to forget, you know, that the space between maybe what we're seeing, they're still working really hard, and this isn't just about the last 4 years. You know, those three in particular have put together back-to-back seasons now for the last 13 or 14 years. So I think we should just, you know, just be reassured as the fan base that it's the right thing for them to do and absolutely the right thing for the Roses. And if forced into quick decisions, you know, athletes at any level in sport, it may not be the right one. So this is about us trying to look after both the people and the players and ultimately give them the best chance to hopefully re-enter and represent the Roses moving forward. And if that means in the short term they need a bit of a break, then I absolutely support that. And I think, you know, our attention needs to turn to the exciting talent that's been on the fringes of this team, and they are very much seizing their opportunity, and I'm really enjoying working with the group. I think they sense that there's a moment in time here to really make a mark in the group and then hopefully be joined by a number of our more familiar Roses moving forward. So yeah, don't panic is my message, and it's a very natural thing to happen in performance sport at this level.
Next major event here is going to be in January, that Nations Cup. New Zealand, Jamaica, South Africa, all over here. Really special opponents, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, what a fantastic concept. And, you know, I appreciate it differs slightly from the quad series that people have been used to over the last few years, but that is still very much in place. And the quad series will take place next September. So I think for the likes of Jamaica to now be part of the series in January is fantastic for us. I think Jamaica are difficult to kind of pin down in the years between big competitions. So again, to kind of get a hit out against them so soon in the cycle is brilliant for us, and to expose our players again who may or may not have had much court time against them. And, you know, we've seen the list of Silver Ferns, the squad that are due to come over, and that's obviously pretty much their strongest lineup. So again, so soon after Liverpool, brilliant that this Roses team will get a chance to go back out against them and hopefully try and take the learnings from the performance in Liverpool and see where we can be in January. So, and England, South Africa, as I've been quoted already saying, it's become a bit of a highlight of the netballing calendar now. Mm. I think with South Africa being so much more competitive in the last few years, and yeah, what a great series to bring back on home soil. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the home fans kind of really getting behind the Roses in January.
And while you're online getting your tickets for that Super 10 tickets?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be at that, don't you? Seeing the talent across the country, so many matches in such a short space of time. So yeah, off the back of first and foremost, we want to make sure that we're sold out for all of the Nations Cup games, and tickets are selling really fast. So I'd really encourage everybody to make sure they get a ticket. You don't want to miss this Roses team in January. And then absolutely off the back of that, hopefully people will have a real appetite to then go on to the Super 10 and see the talent and depth across our country in each of the clubs, with a lot of movement again this year. So yeah, what an exciting couple of months in the new year.
englandnetball.co.uk, watch out for the ticket tab and get sorted for that now. Jess, I get the impression that you're only a few months into the new job, but you're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not enjoy it? I just kind of feel like I don't want to, I don't take for granted any day in this job at all. And I think I've said to you before, you know, people can wait a lifetime and sometimes not even get this opportunity. So I'm absolutely embracing it. And I know people, I'm not naive. I know that there are big challenges ahead, and I've come into the role very much with my eyes open. But people talk a lot about pressure, and I very much turn that on its head and talk about privilege. And I feel very privileged each day to get up and feel challenged, and rightly so. And yeah, like I say, it's a huge honour, and still continues to be so for me. And I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me. And I take great pride in leading this country. And yeah, it's very exciting. And the first kind of couple of weeks and months into the role have been brilliant and a great insight into what lays ahead.
As we heard, Juva will be doing a session and talk at the University of Chichester in this time. Head to their website for more information, and we're glad to hear that the Tri-Series will be back. It's just been moved to September next year. Thanks for your support. Get in touch with any news from your club. We're always happy to hear from you. We are online at thenetballshow.co.uk and at The Netball Show on Twitter.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.